Hello?
Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care. Is this Sonia?
Yeah, this is Sonia.
Yeah, so I was just reaching out to you. I'm the coordinator now for Emma, the patient that you're signing up for. So she requested a meet and greet. Are you available tomorrow at around 3:30?
Oh, so it's not going to be night shift?
No, it is going to be night shift, but she just wants an interview with you before you guys officially start.
Okay, can I come in today?
Yeah, you may be able to. You know, can I add her to the line so that you guys can finalize that?
Sure, yes.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so are you available today to conduct the interview?
Sure. Do you want to see me in person? Sure. Can I get the address?
Yes.
I can come right now. What time is it? Hold on. 12:30, yes. I can be there by 1:30. Would that be okay? Or 2?
Yeah,
or 1:30.
That 1:30. Would be fine.
My grandson, yeah.
Today, or if it's two last minute notice for you, Sonia, tomorrow is fine as well.
All right, I'll leave it for tomorrow. Yes, ma'am. If I'm speaking to the person.
You're speaking with the person's
daughter.
Oh, hello. My name is Sonia.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, Sonia. I guess Family First is on the phone, too, and they are trying to get us to meet up, which is fine. I do require the meet and greets first because I like for you to see, you know, and meet my mom, and we like to talk to you first and stuff like that. So are you available to come tomorrow? I don't want to, like, put you on the spot and say, oh, you have to be here in an hour. I mean, this is, you know, it's 12:30 already. So, are you able to come tomorrow to meet us?
Yes. Yeah. Sure. That's tomorrow. Okay.
Are you, I'm on Brookside Road. Do you know, are you familiar with West Coastville at all?
No.
I'm in
North Hampton. No, I mean, I live in North. I'm not far from Allentown, but I'm not close either. It depends, because Allentown is big, you know. I don't know if you know the Northampton area, like 18067.
Northampton. Isn't that over by Whitehall, like Cementon?
Yeah, it's not far from Whitehall either, Northampton, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you know Main Street in Northampton.
Oh, yeah. So I grew up over in Whitehall. Actually, I lived in Cementon, and that's right across the bridge to Northampton.
Are you familiar with Quakertown?
No, I'm not really. That's a little...
I'm going to
give you our address, and then I'm sure you can probably GPS it.
Google it.
1046.
Yeah.
And everything will be texted to you, Sonia, as well, the address.
Okay, she can say it to you. 1046
Brookside Road.
She's going to text it to me anyway. Brookside Road.
Uh-huh. Allentown, PA.
Oh, this is Allentown. Yeah, PA.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
We're asking it. Yeah, 18106.
18106. Yeah, I'm 18067.
I'm not even either.
I will have to look it up. So it's 1046 Brookside Road, Allentown, 18106.
Correct. Yep. And we're right off the highway. We're actually not in Center City, Allentown. We're on the outskirts of that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go look myself. I don't know. I never. I don't know if I, maybe I've been that side. I don't know. I don't really travel a lot, but maybe I have. Maybe I haven't. I don't know. Because I remember like, Allentown is big, you know. So
yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying we're on the outskirts of Allentown. We're not in the city. We're not near we're near like Dorney Park area.
Oh, Dorney Park. Oh wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we're over like that area. We're not in the center city part of Allentown. Now you said Quakertown and Northampton. They're completely different. So are you from Northampton or Quakertown?
I'm from Northampton. Yeah, but I'm not far from Quakertown either. Yeah. So you're like me. You're like me. What is it called? Dorney Park.
Yeah, the amusement park that's opened in the summertime, that's where everybody kind of, like, knows Allentown as far as that. But if you're in Northampton, you're near Whitehall, so you would probably be taking, I guess, the highways?
Yeah, of course. Oh,
right?
Yes, most likely. Yes. Yes, I'll have to look it up. When I hang up on you, I'm gonna Google it to see how far I am.
Okay. And are you interested in the overnight? Is that what you're interested in?
Yes. I'm willing to work on, if I'm going to go that far, I believe, I forgot what they told me. I think it's, I don't know if it's 3 days or 2 or 4 days. I'm not sure what she said. But I'm willing to work like 12 hours a day, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are 12
hours. If I'm
going to
go that far, you know?
Nine,
it's not worth going that far part time.
Yeah, it's 9 p.m. to 9 a.m.
Yes, and I can do also, well, I'll talk to her because I know she was talking about something from 5 to 9.
Well, we have some of those available as well, and that's why I like to do the meet and greet. I guess to talk about all of that stuff as far as what we need. And now with the distance and everything, too, like you said, some people don't like 12 hours. They only want 8. Some of them don't even want that.
Yeah.
Some people want the 12 hours. Ours?
Well, for now, I need 12 hours, I need more.
Yeah, overnight.
Okay, go ahead. Yes,
overnight. Overnight is the 12 hours, and it's 9 p.m. to 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now you have bed you have experience with bed bounds with somebody in the bed?
Yes. Diaper change and all that.
Yep. Okay, good. Oh, okay. Then whenever it's convenient for you, since you are coming, do you drive or are you getting a ride here?
No, I'm probably gonna get both. Either sometimes I'll drive or my son or my daughter will drop me off. You know, it depends because we only have like. You know, they have their own cars, and right now that's why I'm trying to work a little bit so I can get myself a little car later on.
Yeah, for the meet and greet, though, because I just want to make sure I let you know where you're going. Like, if you drive, when you get to our address, you can't park right there because that's like Brookside Road, the main road. There's no parking there. You have to go to the very next street, which is Liberty Lane, and then, I mean, you can see it from our house. Like, the GPS will bring you to the front of the house. If you're getting dropped off, that's fine. But if you're driving, you have to go down to Liberty Lane, which is, you can see the street, and then you just make the right on Liberty Lane, and then we're the only house on the right. And then you just turn in the back, and we have, like, a red and white garage, and that's where you park back there to cut to the entrance of the home.
All right. So tomorrow,
you can text me, like, if you're, you know, even if you want my number, I have no problem with you texting me. As far as, like, you know, the time and, you know, if you get lost or you're not sure where you're going or anything like that. Because it is a little bit, once you're on Brookside, like I said, the GPS is going to bring you in the front of my home. And you don't want to park out there. So I can lead you to the back. So, Dina, are you on the line?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, so maybe if you want to give her my number,
that
would be fine.
Yeah, I'll text that to her as well.
And then she can text me and we can go through where the parking is and all that if she's going to drive. For the meet.
Okay. All right. So we have a meet and greet scheduled for tomorrow. Sonia, I'll send you all the information you need, and you can reach out to Emma if you need any, if you want to, you know, change the time or day or whatever. Okay.
Okay. So tomorrow, what time would she like me to come? I can leave here from. Can I be there by 12? Or that's too late.
Yeah. That's fine. 12 o'clock is fine.
11 or 12, either one.
Yeah, 12 o'clock is a little bit better for me. Mornings, we don't do well. Mom's barely even up then. And my name is Connie. I'm her daughter, and, you know, I live here with her. And, yeah, so if you want to do 12, that would be fine.
All right, we'll see how it works out. And then I'll see you tomorrow at 12, okay?
Okay,
and
thank
then
you.
We can talk about the hours and all those things, okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Nice talking to you, Connie. Okay. Hello?
Okay, Tina, you're going to give her my number and all of that?
Yeah, I'm going to give her all that information.
Okay, perfect. Okay, then I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
All right, honey. I'll see you tomorrow, Connie. All right.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Monica?
It's Dina, yes.
Oh, is this it now, Christina or Monica?
Dina, D-I-N-A.
Oh, Dina.
Monica's the
Dina.
One who helped you with the requirements.
Yeah, okay. All right, Dina. So I'm gonna go tomorrow, and I'll find out, because that's pretty far, Stony Park.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm gonna give it a shot to see if it's too far. I'm gonna give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Calling me now. Oh, can I call you back?
Yeah, I'll text you everything so you'll have my number.
Okay.
Give me a call back and let me know how it goes. Okay.
Okay. Hold on. All right. I'm gonna take this call. Oh, Jasmine. How do you call this? How do you answer this? The wolf is calling me.
How do you call her back?
Hello?
Okay, so after I do this,
yes, hi.
Okay, I'll call you back, okay?
Okay,
okay.
Bye-bye.